Hello.
Hey, this is Taisha giving you a call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this Selected Electronics?
We're a third-party customer service center. We service over 1,000 different products. I can look and see if you have an account with us.
Okay. Well, the reason why I'm calling is because I had an unauthorized charge on my account, and this is the phone number that was on file.
Okay.
And
could I?
Select Electro.
Okay, could I have your first and last name?
Regina Mock, MCK.
Thank you for that, Ms. Mock. I do see you have an account with us. Could you verify your mailing address?
132 Hatbury Street.
Thank you for that. I'm just waiting on that account to get loaded up, and I'll see what's going on with it. One second.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, on December the 3rd, it looks like you paid $574 to in a sweepstakes contest for a quart set cookware. So with that, with the quart set cookware, the interest that you, the $574, you had up to 48 hours to cancel the account. If you didn't cancel the account within 48 hours, you were enrolled into the Factory Direct store. It's an online gadget store where you get electronic gadgets at a discounted price, and the membership of that is
$67.32. Okay. I'm really not sure what that is all about. Is there a way that you can cancel that for me?
Yes, ma'am. I can definitely get this account canceled out for you. All right. I was able to go ahead and get, I was able to go ahead and get the account canceled for you. I do have your cancellation number on surety.
I'm sorry. When did you say that this $5 was done?
On December the 3rd. For $574 for a corset cookware.
Okay. I am so confused. Cookware electronics. How does that
So with that, they gave that was a you paid the $574 to enter the contest to win the cookware. You had up to 48 hours to cancel. If you didn't cancel, you were enrolled into the Factory Direct store. It's an online gadget store where you get gadget at a discounted price. And the and they give you a $199 voucher on your email as well to shop at the store. But the membership of that store is $67.32. So the $67.32 is for the membership.
Oh, I see. Red, was that all I had to do was pay shipping and handling? So I thought that $5, which was shipping and handling, not for a membership or anything. So is there a way I could get that refunded? Because that's part of my rent.
Yes, ma'am. So being that the charges were valid, the only thing we can probably do as a refund is give you a 35% refund.
No, I need the full $67.
All right, bear with me just a moment, ma'am.
I authorized the $574, not $67.
Okay, ma'am. Are you still there with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, after speaking with my supervisor, though, I can do a 50% refund on it, being that the charges were valid and it was stated in the terms and conditions.
No, ma'am. I need that. I authorized the $574, not $67. And again, the way it read was that you were paying for So, yeah, I need that for my room. I've been waiting all weekend to try and reach y'all. I called over the weekend, and it rings once and then hung up, and I was like,
yes, ma'am, but being that the charges are valid, we only will be able to do the 50% refund, ma'am.
It's not valid, hon. It's not. I didn't authorize $67.
It was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am. So if you clicked on it to get the corset, you entered the membership because you didn't call in the council, so it automatically enrolled you in the membership. It was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am.
Right, the terms and conditions that are in small print.
I don't know how the terms and conditions look. I never went on and seen.
You have right. So I'm telling you, I'm in a purchase, so I would like the refund. Because if you did send me the terms and conditions, I'm telling you they were in small print. And I know for a fact this is how you guys scam people. So I'm going to need that money back, please.
Ma'am, the only thing we can do is a 50% refund.
If you don't get the money back, I will disperse this, and you there will be an investigation. I can go back in the emails, and I can promise you terms and conditions are in small print. You guys know no one reads those, and that email did not say anything about that. So it's not a valid if I $7. I would not be calling you right now. I'm telling you it's invalid.
Bear me just a moment, ma'am. I'm going to put you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold. Okay, ma'am. Thank you for holding so patiently. So after speaking with my supervisor, I was able to go ahead and get that account canceled out and provide you with a full refund of $67.32. It should be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Did I give you the cancellation number already?
No.
I started to. Didn't get it. If he could...
Okay, it's C as in Charlie, 263-169-171.
And what was your name, hon?
My name is Taisha.
Taisha. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you pushing, you know, harder to help me get that back. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a nice rest of your day.
You too, hon. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Thank you.